Hello.
Hi, this is eBay. You were speaking to Gozar. Can I please confirm your first and last name?
Yes, it's Henry Walmsley.
Henry Walmsley, thank you so much for verifying your account. I see that you have been a member with eBay for over 11 years. Thank you so much for your loyalty to eBay, Henry. What can I resolve for you today?
I would like you to search for one of my listings and see what you see there.
So which one is it that you would like me to have a look at for you?
I would like you to search for item number 124.
124?
165.
165?
193.
193?
800.
800.
Yes.
So it's 124-165-193-800.
That's right.
Okay, let me just quickly pull it up on my end and have a look at this. So what is it specifically that you want me to have a look at?
I want you to tell me what you see in the photograph in that search result.
Okay, please bear with me. Just pulling it up on my side really quickly. Okay, so see a switch.
Do you see any printing on the front of that switch?
I see, so basically measuring tape.
Yep.
In front of it to show that it's exactly, I think, is this millimeters?
Yes, but is there any printing on the front of the switch is my question.
On the switch, yes, I see a line and like a circle on the orange one. And then, yeah, that's all I see, a white line and circle on the switch.
Right, that's interesting because when I see that, I see a photograph which does not have that printing on.
The first one, yes. The first one doesn't have the printing on.
No, well, okay, when you look it up in, when you first see the search result, what does it show in that picture? Do the search again if you need to.
Okay, please bear with me. I'm going to search on the site as normal. Because what I did before this was I pulled it up on an internal tool. So I just quickly want to search for it again. Please bear with me. For some reason, I cannot find this item now. Let's see. Try again. So initially, when I have a look at it, even on the internal tool, when I have a look at the first picture, there's no printing on the button or on the yellow part of the switch.
That's correct. And yet, when we go and look at the listing, you see, initially it comes up with the correct picture, which you saw in the search results, and then you see the line and the circle, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. That eBay is incorrect. It is an eBay Toy Town website malfunction because I replaced that picture with the line and the circle on several days ago, and yet when I look at my listing now it comes up with the old picture, doesn't it?
So when I have a look at it on an internal tool, I can definitely see the first picture that it shows is the one without the line and the circle.
Yes.
And when I have a look at it on the site,
yes,
I see that those have you removed the yellow picture where there's no printing on, because I can see it on the listing still.
As I just said, a few days ago I changed those photographs to new ones, I deleted the ones with the printing on and replaced them with the plain types. And yet, somehow, the old photographs have come back, haven't they? The new ones show in search results. The new ones show briefly when I hit refresh, and then it reverts to some old picture database, which is no use to man nor beast eBay, because it shows my customers the wrong item, doesn't
pictures.
It? Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me just quickly have a look into this for you. When exactly was this amended? You said a couple of days ago.
Well, it was 8th of... The last revision that shows is on the 8th of January.
So that was already... I was away... a few days ago already, so it should have, in the index time, it should have reflected already, but please bear with me, just having a look at it really quickly on the site. Let's see. Just quickly going to search for this item and have a look at the settings. Henry, do you mind if I perhaps just place you on a brief hold while I have a look into this? I'll be with you very, very shortly.
Oh, that's fine, yes.
Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Thanks so much for holding the line for me. I've had a look into this, and like I said, when I go and have a look at it, the first picture I see is the one without the printing. Once I load it, then I see the ones with the printing. But when I have a look at all the pictures added on here, I still see that the yellow ones are still included. Now, I just need for you to check something on your end for me so that we can confirm that it has been deleted and there is a system issue so that I can log this with our IT department, okay?
Right.
I won't be able to check it on my end as I am restricted from viewing that information on my side on your account. But when you click on the edit option for this item, please just check for me which pictures then pop up, if the old ones are still popping up in the revise or edit option. Because if it's still popping up there, then that's possibly what the issue is.
No, the issue is that I deleted them. Whether or not they're popping up now, no, they're not there. They are all the plain ones without the printing on.
So which ones is it that you want on you? Do you want the ones without the printing or the ones with the printing on you?
Well, I want the ones that are actually showing when I try to revise the item. I want the pictures to show that I put on there, which are the ones without the printing.
The ones without the printing.
So I will put pictures on my listing that I want. You, eBay for so-called business, go and display the previous ones, don't you? Thus causing problems with my customers. This is what I pay £1,000 a month for, eBay for so-called business, isn't it? A completely non-functional Toy Town website, which you continue piling new features on top of, promoted listings, etc., while the basics are completely non-functional. So I wish to complain when we've got through to the end of this.
Okay. What I'm going to need to do with regards to this, Henry, is I'm going to need to log this with our IT department
right,
so that they can have a look into this issue for you. I'll be sending all your information off as well as the item details. I just need to confirm, is it only this item that you've had this issue with?
So far.
So far, it's only this item, okay. This item. So I'll be doing this on my end and I'll be providing you with a reference number for this call as well.
Yes.
So that you can, if you do want to check in on when this is going to resolve, because I cannot give you an exact time frame as to when this will be resolved, and we won't be able to notify you of this either because the IT department does not deal directly with customers, but I can guarantee you that I am escalating this matter immediately. I will also include that the pictures that you want displayed are the ones that you have recently added, which is the ones without the printing on. and you have already deleted the old ones, but it's still showcasing on the listing. In fact, it's popping up as the first one.
Yes.
When you have a look at the listing, unless you actually go into all the pictures, then you can see that there is yellow ones added as well, which is very misleading and would, of course, provide many issues with your buyers, which we do not want to happen. So I'm definitely sending this off as we speak. And if you would like, I can provide you with the reference number for this call if you have a pen and paper to take down the number on your end.
Very well.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the number is 1-417.
1-417.
Yes. 824.
Yep.
9-111-88. Okay, I'll repeat it for you. It's 1-417-8249-111-88.
Right, I've got
that. You've got that. Okay, so like I said, Henry, unfortunately I cannot give you an exact time frame.
No, I didn't think you'd be able to, because it's probably never going to be fixed, is it, eBay for so-called business, like all the rest of your malfunctions on your Toytown website.
But I can guarantee you that I'll definitely be sending this offer to our IT department, who will be having a look into this and getting this resolved in a timely manner. Because, of course, if it is affecting our members, it is affecting us as well.
Well, it's not affecting eBay for so-called business as much as it's affecting me, that's for sure. Because I don't get any money back for this, do I? For your malfunctions? No. Then it would be affecting you as much as it's affecting me. But while there's that jolly party going in the background and everyone's having a hilarious laugh, it seems like that's happening at my expense at the moment. So perhaps you should first of all, we need to register this as a complaint.
Yes, and I'll be doing
and it's
so.
It's the kind of complaint that I think is so serious that Murray Lambell, the Vice President of eBay UK, should be informed, who at the last event that I attended back in September was encouraging us all to put new and better pictures on. Well, eBay for so-called business, it's not much good putting new pictures on if you're going to display the old ones, is it, Murray Lambell, eBay Corporation? No. So that's my complaint.
Okay, I've definitely marked it as a complaint on my end.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'll be escalating this to the IT department as well so that they can get this resolved for you as soon as possible.
It's also unprofessional to have a party going on in the background.
I do apologize about the background noise.
Yes.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, but I still want to know why everyone's having a hilarious laugh there.
Okay, let me just quickly have a look into that for you, Henry. Please bear with me. Henry, thank you so much for holding for me. Once again, I do apologize about that background noise. I was still advising that I'll be sending this off to the IT department. I wish that I could resolve this on my end for you straight away, but in order to get this resolved, I'll be escalating it to the relevant department to have a look into it, to get it resolved in a timely manner. And I've definitely marked it as a complaint because, of course, your concerns are very important to us, especially as a member that has been with us for more than 11 years.
Yes, 11 painful years of this, and it never stops. Okay, you appear to have done everything that you are willing to do today, so that's it.
Okay, then is there anything else that I can assist you with, Henry?
No, one problem at a time is much easier, I think.
check again. Thank you so much for contacting us about this and bringing this to our attention. I'll be sending it off immediately so that they can have a look into this and get this resolved as soon as possible. I hope that you do have a lovely day further. Eh?
Fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.